The director of the Olympic Ticket Sales Center, Rung Jun, apologized Wednesday afternoon for the breakdown.
出现昨天的情况，主要是由于票务中心对境内供应。
Rung says the ticketing center underestimated the demand from the public. The second phase of ticket sales was for residents of China only, on a first-come, first-served basis. In June, during the first round of sales, 1.6 million tickets were snapped up during a lottery call. The Olympic Committee says that within an hour of sales beginning Wednesday morning, online requests soared to more than 8 million. The number of telephone calls to the ticketing hotline exceeded 3.8 million.
官方票务网站的浏览量瞬时达到每小时800。
Rung says the committee was forced to suspend ticket sales because the technical system was unable to perform the tasks needed. He says many applicants were unable to submit their applications. The committee says only 9,000 out of the 1.8 million tickets on sale Wednesday were sold before the suspension, mainly through the overwhelmed website and outlets at the Bank of China. Olympic officials say people began lining up at bank branches as early as Monday.China eventually plans to sell a total of 7 million tickets for the Games. The organizing committee says it will announce on November 5th when ticket sales will resume. Wednesday's problems were a rare stumble for the Beijing Olympic Committee, except for serious concerns about the Chinese capital's notorious air pollution. Preparations have gone extremely smoothly so far, with the organizers earning high praise from the International Olympic Committee. Naomi Martig, VOA News, Hong Kong.